The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
And folks, you're listening to The Good, the Bad, and the Boucherian.
Because, yeah, like, there was this meme someone was saying, like, ati nimechoka kama dim nono. And I was like, what?
You are too stunned to speak.
I was too gagged. Because for real, like, you get so exhausted. I used to get so tired from, like, doing such basic tasks. I remember even, like, just getting into the car. Hey, I used to hammer. Before I start the car, I'll first, because, like, now, you know, like, those slow cars. Before you start the car, like, I'll first take some time to breathe in, breathe out. Before now, I start the car.
Breathe,
like,
breathe. Yeah, sure.
Bro, I'm catching my breath from entering the car. Like, yes. What? It was that one of, like, even when I'm sitting next to you, you can hear me breathing.
Yes.
So I was, like, quite unhealthy. And, like, when I was bigger, I used to just choose to ignore them. Because now, like, for example, I remember I was telling my mom how, looking back these days, like, looking back, like, at those days, we would go out with my friends. And, like, guys would come and they hug all my friends. And me, they would just, like, sometimes when they will either ignore me or they will just, like, wave, like, hi, hi. You know, like, they could, it's like,
are you,
they could care less who you are. Yeah, imagine.
Yes.
Then again, in perspective of how you said you try to make yourself look smaller, I would always wear black.
Hey.
Always. Like, I would always be black t-shirt, black pants. Black t-shirt, black pants. Like, majority of my outfits were black. Because, you know, like, black tends to
make you look, yeah, smaller. Yeah.
Yeah, make you look smaller. So I would always wear that. That was my everyday outfit. Because, as in, there was nothing else I felt that made me look,
mm-hmm,
like that I was comfortable. Let me not even say made me look good. That I would feel comfortable in.
It's your boy Billy, and we're back at it with another episode. Hope you guys are keeping well, keeping safe, and things are going well on your side, as they are on mine. Even as we count down to the season finale of Season 3, and usher in a new season, and wait for the highly anticipated podcast gala, which I hope I'll be seeing most of you guys there, happening on the 6th of January at the Trademark Hotel. Tickets currently going for 4,000 shillings, and the till number to make your payment is 9067969. After payment, please send us confirmation. So you can send up the sign-up form, because there's very many interesting things we hope to happen at the dinner. So we'd love your indulgence. But back to what normally brings us here every Sunday is my guest in studio today is Kayla Wanjala, who does international business and has a concentration in marketing and has a minor in psychology. And she's an upcoming content creator and entrepreneur. And today we'll talk about a lot of things, a very interesting episode, from self-awareness to self-esteem to body image and all the good things in between. So, Kayla.
Hello.
How are you? Hi.
You can hear me. I'm good. And you?
I'm good. How was your day?
It was great. I've been on my Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
Because as
what
I told
does that
you,
look like?
I've just been trying to work on myself, because I feel like this year has been a year of many lessons.
Mm-hmm.
I've decided to not take them as L's, but as lessons, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm just basically reflecting on, like, what I've learned from those situations. To not, because I was like, I don't want to have another year like this one. So I'm trying to heal those wounds right now so I don't carry them to 2024.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, you're grown. What?
Mm. You gotta be.
But so for you, what made you become very intentional about this? Because, you know, sometimes a lot of people who are not self-aware live lives, you know, vibes and inshallah, they don't seem to be stressing. yet on yourself aware, you need to constantly work on yourself and want to improve, and you know. So for you, how's that like?
I feel like when as I was listening to the podcast you had with Reina,
yes,
you guys were basically discussing like the burden of self-awareness.
Yes.
But I feel like for me, I will take it more of a double-edged sword.
Yes.
Cause like I feel when you leave vibes and inshallah, it's like, okay, like when shit happens, then what?
Mm. You know?
Yeah. But like when you're self-aware, you're prompted to like keep improving yourself like all the time.
Yes.
And, like you're constantly stressed about like the future. Like you're constantly thinking like what next, what next, what next, which is like bad, but good at the same time.
Yes.
And that's why I say it's a double-edged sword, you get.
So how do you find the balance?
Honestly, I feel like right now I'm trying to be positive, to think like positively about it, because in the past I've taken it like negatively. I've looked at it exactly as like I was saying, as a burden.
Yes.
Yeah. But when I was saying like this year has been so volatile, I think it's what made me like deeply think, like what's it called, deeply like become like more self-aware. I want to be like more self-aware and stuff like that, because I was at some point living that vibes in inshallah. So I haven't yet found the balance, but let me see. Yeah.
So for you, at what point of you did you decide to stop living vibes and inshallah, and why did you stop?
That life doesn't have it doesn't have like much rewards, if I'm being honest. In fact, like I would say it just adds more problems.
Tell us how you're using how many phones in a year. Lol.
Really? You want to
Oops.
Is it a setup? Was this a setup? Because
your dad has not sponsored this episode.
Hey, that vibes and inshallah has shown me a good one.
Yes,
it has shown me a good one. Nairobi, it was like, we are not your mom. We're not your mom.
So shape up or ship out.
For real. That's exactly the phrase. Like, shape up or shape out. Because, I've lost a lot. I won't lie. Not just in terms of, like, even material goods. Like, even in terms of, like, I feel like I've let myself down in so many ways. You know? Yeah. And so that's why right now I'm, like, having this holiday is like a crash course for me, because I was just like, all those things that have happened this year, I need to heal them now. Like, I need to work on them now, because I feel like now, looking at how life is currently, it's just the economy is not my mom's, first of all. You know, so like the way things are looking, like you hear people, because I was recently having a conversation with some guy who he's currently doing his second degree. And fortunately for him, he's like those guys who have connections and stuff like that. So he works in the government. And he's telling us how like there are no jobs at all. Like there are no jobs at all. You find like you're going to apply for a job with someone who has a family. And the salary is 25K. And he was saying how like, that's the amount of money, like what's 25, what can they do for you? That's the amount of money you spend at the club with your friends in one night. But you're competing for that with someone who has a family. So it's just like, it's crazy to like fathom the whole situation, you know?
Yes.
So I just feel like, I have to get on my Zoom because time is running.
Yeah. And like only getting older, Yamani.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
But I feel with that as well means that you had to shed off a lot of friends who are not serving.
Oh, you can say that again.
Let's talk about that. Especially that, you know, sometimes we feel like our friends are forever. Then now you realize that some of these friends are not good for you, are not serving any purpose anymore. So how is that for you? Tell me about that.
I feel like when I was younger, I always assumed that those friends who you like make at each stage will you like, you know, because you see like in the movies how people are like, we've been friends from primary, we've been friends from like kindergarten, and you assume that's how it's going to be. And I'm sure like that's how everyone wishes it to be, because like everyone wants to have that friend who like we've come from way back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the older you get, like the older we get, like we realize, hey, our vibes are not aligning anymore, you know. Because now when it comes to that self-awareness, not everybody taps into it like at the same time.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So you find that like you're on a different journey. You're trying to like improve yourself in so many ways. But when you hang out with your friends, the discussions are so different from where you are as a person, you know. And you slowly start seeing like, this was someone who like you were vibing with like 2 years ago. This is someone you saw you're going through life like till the end, but then now you're looking at the situation, the conversations you're having, and they're not aligning at all. You just feel like, eh, this is not for me.
Yes.
So I feel like I've had to like not, I'm not cut, I can't call, say like I cut them off, because it wasn't like anything, like no any bad blood or anything or like that. It was just more so that thing where you like detach yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like silently, subtly, you just detach, because you're like, what can we really discuss with this person? Because I feel like now when I'm looking at like friendships, it's like, what are you adding? What value are you adding in my life?
Yes.
So what are you going to put like on my, sorry about that. Like, what are you going to put on my table that like is going to add value to me? Because I feel like now as adults, friendships require so much more effort.
You can say that again. What?
You know, they're like they require just as much effort as like relationships to some extent. Mm. You know, so like by the time I'm creating time to hang out with you, like by the time I'm hanging out with you, I created that time to hang out with you. I wasn't just like idle, you know.
Yes.
Because as an adult, like we have so many obligations that you barely find that free time to just sit down with someone and chill.
Yes.
So, like, I feel because of that, calling someone a friend, it has to have so much weight now than before.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like, when we're hanging out, what are we doing? How are we helping each other? You know.
Yes.
Cause like, as we were discussing earlier, like before, we're saying like right now in uni is not hard. It's not mm-hmm. that. Okay, uni is hard, but it's not, what makes it harder is like the freedom, like the lifestyle. Because you're expected to still like achieve a lot when you have like, when like there's so many distractions and stuff like that.
Mm.
And so like, because like, of the distractions, like we're all in that mentality right now. Like even when you open like your snaps and stuff like that, most people are sharing like all the time. So that's like the majority of like the mentality right now of so many people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. So I feel when it comes to my friends now, I am not trying to be like strict all the time, Artie, all the time where you're just adding to my picture. Just, you know, like there's always time for everything. But I feel so right now when it comes to friendships, it's the most important thing right now is like, what value are you adding? Even before like the sherehe and stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because again, with some friends, I realized even me growing up that first, as you said, you have to be very intentional. Because when you're younger, you know, you'd meet definitely in school.
Yeah.
In church.
Yeah.
Out. Mm-hmm. Very spontaneously even. Mm-hmm. But these days, a lot is going on in our lives that you just can't do that. But as well, so with that little time you have, you want friends who are feeding into you and not draining you.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I know I have some friends who, as people, probably sometimes they are good people, but sometimes when I'm meeting them, I'm feeling so drained because the conversation is just draining. And, you
so
know.
Low vibrational.
Exactly. you know.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm not sure, is it me wanting to hang on to something that is now gone and should move on? Or I should extend some grace to this person that maybe, as you said, each of us tap into our self-awareness at different points. And so I should just extend some grace to this person that maybe they're not that yet at that point, but they'll eventually reach there. So I just through the wait kidogo. But then again, I'm just thinking, you know, those friends you want to meet, they're reaching out, but you're already drained from them reaching out. So you're just like, okay.
You know,
is my people pleasing going to make me go or not? Uh-huh.
I get you so, oh my gosh, like, I get you so much. Because for sure, sometimes you want to extend that grace to your friends and be like, you know, everybody has their own lives at the end of the day. You get?
Yes.
And as much as you will wish to like win with all your friends, it can't happen. Because you can't work for yourself and then work for your on your friends' behalf at the same time. Mm. So like, what you can do is to just like, because you know, sometimes you try to like, now because as you said, you tap into that self-awareness at different times. So when you've tapped into it, you want to move on the same wavelength with your friend. Because like, there's still so many things, as much as like you might not be like thinking the same, there's still so many things that bond your friendship apart from just being on the same wavelength in terms of like self-awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, there are those things like you guys are like, you have that vibe, there's that connection and stuff like that, so you wouldn't want to lose it simply because like you feel like you're more self-aware than they are. Sometimes, as you've said, like it can get so draining, like you, because you know, you find yourself like trying to spark up. So sometimes you try and spark up a conversation that like you feel, okay, yeah, this is something that like can help, like can benefit us. But if you've noticed that some people who like really brush off those things, like, hey, you're too serious with life, like it's never that serious and stuff like that.
Yes.
So I feel like now I'm slowly learning to also like rate my friends, like to be like, differentiate my friends, like we can't all be the same.
Yes.
You know, so there are those friends who like I feel I'm pouring, those friendships that now I'm pouring more into because I see a long-term benefit from them compared to others. So there are those friendships that like we'll meet like once in a while, and those are the ones that you're saying like the draining ones, because you don't want to be, you don't want to like cut them off because they didn't do anything wrong to you. You know, like you see that vibe. It's just that you, at the same time, you can't force yourself to like, you know, that the people say like you can't dim your shine to like
to accommodate other
people. You know, to accommodate others. So like, you, at the end of the day, like I don't. These days, I told myself like I shouldn't like force myself to like dim my shine to like accommodate other people. Instead, I'm just going to be like, the way you say like the balance and all that, I just say like those ones who like I feel the friendship is too draining, we see each other very once in a while. You know, very very once in a while, because the bond can still be there, but like right now there's so much going on that like I can't keep putting priority to something that's not helping me at the end of the day, you know.
That makes a lot of sense. Because again, as you said, there's those friends who just brush things off and now want us to go back to gossiping about people and talking about
punches. You know?
Like, this is for real. God damn. Like, why? You know?
Kind of done of talking about other people. Like, I always usually find it so... Like, I don't want to say, I'm not acting like I don't talk about people, because I have found myself in situations where we're discussing other people's business. But I don't want to, like, but I can't say, Ati, that is my, those are my conversations. It's so rare. And at the same time, when I'm talking about people, majority of the time, like, let's say, like, 97% of the time, it's good things that I'm acknowledging. Because, you know, because at the end of the day, I feel people sometimes usually don't, like, also, like, talking about the good things about people, because they feel like they're like us kissing,
You know?
And also like just the ego thing and all that. So you find most people don't want to acknowledge the good in other people, and also those conversations when you're chatting shit about someone, like they are sweeter than the ones of talking about Nini, let's be
growth and investments and all, you that
know? Sometimes it's like it's sweeter talking about, like I'm saying, like sometimes like those bad ones when you're gossiping, sometimes it can be sweet. But I feel like when it's like all the time, you're gossiping. And that people who are like that, if you've noticed.
Yeah.
That people who like, that's their only conversation. Just gossiping. But I feel like when it comes to like Nini talking about people, I choose to mostly like focus on the good things, because at the same time I feel like those kind of energies, like they make you so low vibrational at the end of the day.
Yes,
you know,
also I realized, you know, you're talking about me and you can be gossiping about someone, and I'm thinking at the you know, Kelly's in my corner. However, I realized such people Once you leave, you're the next topic of discussion. So don't think now, because they're gossiping with you, you mean to the gossip.
Okay, yeah. You are the next one. Have you seen that meme for like me after gossiping my friends? And then like you're just sitting there now, you're not leaving because you know when you leave, you're the next topic of discussion. So you're not leaving until the friend everybody goes. Everyone scatters, that's when you leave. Because when I leave, hey, now I'm the next one you're discussing. But for real, as you've said, those people who like majorly talk about like people, they are also talking about you.
Yes.
They are also talking about the exception. Oh, for real.
Yes.
That's so real. I never even noticed that, if I'm being honest, initially. But now, having this discussion, I'm like, for sure, like,
There are people who are... Now you're a good person.
Now I'm just thinking right now, and I'm like, oh my god, there's people who I know who are my friends who've definitely chatted shit about me the way I've chatted shit about other people with them.
With exactly.
Shame.
But for you as well, with this growth, I'm sure you, as I said earlier, had to shed off some friends, and I'm sure the shedding off of some friends is because of some of these friends didn't want to warrant celebrating your growth. So you see the friends who, and I'm sure you've experienced this where.
Mm-hmm.
There are friends who don't want to see you from a different lens. They want you to remain a certain way to their eyes. The person who is, you know, is unhealed, has not grown. So, like, you're doing better for yourself and you're changing, but they'll always see you as that person. And, you know, they want you to remain that person. So, if they're bullying you, they can bully you in that light. Or if they're making fun of you, you know, have you experienced that? And, you know, how is that for you?
I remember, like, I've always wanted to like get into content creation. So I've had so many ideas from the beginning, like since like 2020, I've always had like so many ideas. But you see now that thing that you're saying, like of friends who let you, like who, what's the word? Like those friends who like, they want to, you to remain in that level. So it's like, we are all on the same wavelength. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not doing better than me and stuff like that. Because I remember, you know that thing when people usually say, like, when you share your ideas with people, like, if you jinx them.
Yes.
I feel like I became a firm believer of that after, I remember this one time I had the idea of having, like, a group YouTube thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, we have, like, you know, Backchat London?
Yes.
Yeah, like something like Backchat London. So I wanted, so like I remember I would ask some of my friends from school, like, what do you think? How do you want, like, do you like be interested? And I realized, by the way, not everybody, as much as you are calling each other friends, not everyone is wishing the best for you, you know?
Yes.
Because like, I would have friends who would be like, hey, aren't you like, do you even have the funds for that? Or like, aren't you scared of like it failing and stuff like that? And also I realized sometimes it's best to not mix business with like, is it pleasure when it comes to friends? You know, because I was just like, hey, I thought I was my friend. You will be the one who's been pushing me the most.
Yes.
You know, I thought you were the one who would be like, hey, go for it. You know, I'm here for you. I'm here to support you.
Yeah, but what do you need?
But sometimes that's, unfortunately, like, that's not the case. So I feel like when it comes to that, that's why I say these days I'm learning to, like, prioritize different friendships. Because once, and you know, like, people usually give off these vibes, even for, like, you're direct with them. These days I choose to, like, pick things indirectly. Because, you know, sometimes you don't need to be direct with someone to know the kind of person that they are.
Yes.
You know, you don't have to have, like, that direct, like, you're telling someone, I need this. And it doesn't have to be personal. You don't have to be affected personally for you to be like, eh, this is not the person who I need to, like, this is not the person who I need in my corner or something like that. Because sometimes, you know, because sometimes the people who will just, they'll show you that those kind of people, like, through experience of other people.
Yes.
You know, when you see, like, how they'll treat other people, how they'll, like, discuss other people and stuff like that. And that's why I was telling, we're talking about the fears that usually hold you back from achieving, like, your goals and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Friends, such a huge bit of it.
Yes.
Friends are such a huge bit of it. Because, you know, now when it comes to, I think so many people usually have like these ideas of like engaging into like content creation and stuff like that, etc. But you remember like when we were discussing and saying how you have like, what's it called? How can I put it? They were discussing and were saying when you start, you won't like pop off. You won't pop immediately.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So there's only, you have to put in the work before like you start seeing the benefits. So I feel at that point, it's usually so hard, like talking, engaging with your friends. Because you know that anxiety of hearing criticism, it can be positive, it can be negative, but there's still going to be anxiety in the process.
Yes.
You know, yeah. And then again, I feel like sometimes people won't tell you the, like, if it's not good criticism, they won't tell you. But they'll go and discuss it with other people.
Yes,
You
yes.
know, yeah. So that's usually like the whole thing about the friends that you, as you're seeing, they, it's just so hard to know who's like on your corner and who's not.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, because I
But
feel
again,
at the same time, you're saying?
No, I think because again, sometimes your friends are not supporting you because they wish they had that idea. So it's just like, why did I come up with this, you
You
know?
know,
Yes.
yeah, because I feel like sometimes, to be honest with you, people like to hate on people who like made it easy. You know,
Yes.
because you see now, for example, someone like Elsa, she like, I don't want to say like she didn't put in too much effort compared to like some other people when it comes to like content creation to get to where she is at right now.
Yes.
You know, so many people will tend to hate on her because they're like, I wish I did that before her. Like even Rono, like there's some people who like their content, like they picked up so like so much quicker than other people, and that yet their idea was like so basic, like it was something easy to achieve, you know.
Yes.
So you start hating on someone because you're like, I wish I did that. But you know, I usually believe that hate like is, it stems from jealousy, and when someone is jealous of you, they're envious. You know, it doesn't have anything to do with you. It's because
With you.
they wish they were
Yes.
doing what you're doing. They wish it was them in your position. You know,
Yes.
yeah.
And so as well with that, how did you learn to have difficult conversations with your friends? Or did you just ghost them that, cheers? And with that as well, would you ever
Yeah.
have a people-pleasing tendency?
A major one.
Really?
A major one. I feel like until this day, it's something I'm slowly learning to like unlearn. You know, cause I a major one. The
What,
shame.
Connie, where do you stem from? Let's draw a bond.
I don't know. I feel like I haven't looked at it in that way. Like, where did it come from? Because I feel like it's something I've always had since I was younger. But I think when I look at it in a deeper perspective, I will say right now I'm in a better place because I also, my self-esteem has really grown
Yes.
since like when I was younger. Because like all my life I've always been like, I used to be like bigger. And so because of that, I had viewed myself in a low way, you know. So
Yes.
I think because of that, I always felt I need to please people in a different, in another way, because my appearance isn't appealing. Unfortunately, that's how I thought, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so in that way, I would always want to like be on everybody's best side, and like no, like it was so hard for me to say no, because at the end of the day, it's like I never saw how, like I never saw like how much more valuable I am apart from like my looks,
Yes,
you
yes.
know. Yeah,
So if
so
I
I
say
think
no,
that's,
then they'll cut me off, you know, like,
you know, yeah, because
I
like
don't
what am
have.
I adding,
Yes.
you know. Yeah, so I think it's because of my low self-esteem that like I used to have such major people pleasing tendencies, but now I'm in a way better place. Like saying no for me isn't as much of a task as it used to be before.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
And
let's talk
you?
about. For me, I also don't know exactly where mine stems from. Now that you throw that question to me, I don't know where mine stems from. But I think as well, probably being one of those kids who you don't, you want to avoid confrontation either with your parents, teachers.
Yeah.
So of course, it ripple effects you in your friendships. So, yeah. Yani, Harry, useme I'm the one who's wrong and I say sorry, then you get angry at me or, you know, God forbid, cut me off, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm fearing like, you know, as you said, what if I'm not bringing any value, then what more can I, you know?
You know, exactly.
So again, I think it's a way of going to overcompensate for your lack of things in certain areas, you know.
Exactly.
And I think again, especially being big, you overcompensate a lot. Because again, being big means you're being bullied in primary, high school. You're seeing some movies like that. Did you watch this movie called The Duff?
Gosh, oh my God, you're just unlocking memories.
So for the listeners who want to watch, it's called it was standing for
Designated Ugly Fat Friend.
Yes, but
gosh.
So you have to overcompensate because you're that now. When you're watching that movie, you're feeling, wow, I'm connected to this person. But then in reality, it's like, damn, I'm that person. So,
you know.
You know, like it's actually sadder than you think it is. And then you start picking up the cues that people, how people actually treat you. You're just like, wow. But you can't say anything because again, you're people pleasing.
For real. Like, as you've said, you start picking up like those subtle cues of like how people are treating you differently from other people, especially like as a girl. It's like so much bigger, like the discrimination is so much bigger, because you know how like already as women we are viewed as sexual objects. So when you're huge, you're termed as unappealing, you know, to majority of like the crowd. So at the end of the day, like, your people pleasing is like on another level, because you already feel like I'm not bringing what as a woman, like society wise, I'm expected to bring.
Yes,
you know. So you start like, that's why you find so many big girls are like so hilarious, because you have to find some ways to substitute. No, it's true though. You have to find a way to substitute like what you're putting on the table. Like, not even say big girls. Let me say like, and let me not say unattractive, but I think that's the best word I could use. You find, you know, the girls usually say like, I like my niggas like unattractive, because those are the ones who have personality. Because you know, you have to substitute it with something. If you're not bringing the looks, what are you bringing? You know? So it's the same way as like the people pleasing. Because at the end of the day now, as a woman, you already start seeing how people will treat you differently if you don't like add value to them.
Yes.
You know, yeah. Because like already now you find, as I've said, like as women, most of like we're viewed as society, like as sexual objects. So when you go like to places, when like different places, it doesn't have to be like a social place, honestly. Because I feel so many men sexualize women even without realizing that they are.
You know?
So this the situation doesn't have to be social for it to be like, for it to be like you're sexualizing someone.
Yes.
But like you'll find situations where you're in a place and how someone will like, let me talk about social setups, especially like when it comes to now friendships.
Yes.
You find now like as the unattractive person, you're trying to, let me use my personal example because of how I said I had low self-esteem because I was bigger. So like I would find myself overcompensating by just saying yes to like everything, even if it's going to like be like the consequences are going to be negative on my like they're going to negatively impact me. I would always find myself wanting to be like to just please people, so that like they don't cut me off. I don't even know why I thought like that. Because even okay, now when they cut me off, then what?
Then what?
Then
making friends on its own is also hard.
You know. So it's like, hey, I have to maintain these ones that I have.
Yes.
But like now back then I used to think like, hey, I can't lose these friends, you know, like, and then also, I think I thank God also that I'm, as I grow older, I'm thinking to, I look at authenticity to be so cool.
Yes.
You know, like those people who they think outside the norm, like the crowd and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I find it to be so cool. Like the individuality is so cool to me.
Yes.
You know, because I feel when I was younger, everybody wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
You know, but when you look at like what being cool is, it's like, is it really cool?
Yes.
When you're the same as everybody.
Exactly. Because the coolness in this context was cool in everyone else's gaze.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, are you really cool when you're the same as everybody?
Everyone. Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I feel,
mm-hmm.
yeah. So now I feel like when it comes to the people pleasing, I'm like helping myself to get out of those things by changing my perspective on, like, now as I'm saying, the individualism and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But so with that as well, talk to mm-hmm. me about. So did you get smaller? You don't have used to be big. So did mm-hmm. you get smaller, and how was that for you? Because of course. Even me, I remember being bigger and then I got smaller. And it's, you view world very differently. You first start understanding how much you used to hate being big and yourself. Like, God yeah. damn. I knew I didn't like myself, but it was that much. God damn, for you know.
For, until it's even hard for you to look at your old pictures, right?
Yes. Yes.
It's like, wow, how did people allow me to look like this?
Yeah. And then again, you get to the remorseful bit where you're like, you're feeling sorry for your inner child because you're like, yeah. they didn't deserve all that. Yeah, man, all the bullying, all the... Oh, so tell me about God. That.
For me, I thank God. I never experienced bullying when I was, like, younger. And I guess it's because I was... You know, I had to get that hard shell. So yes. I was like, let me say I was a bitch.
You said calling plain and simple.
Oh! I was happy because, like, you know, sometimes you just have to assert dominance so that people know it's not to fuck with you. Because I remember seeing so many of, like, as you said, the younger you faced so much more like judgment for being bigger than even when you're older.
Yes,
you know, because I remember, like, for me, I used to, like, I've been big all my life until now, and mm-hmm. It's because, like, as I had told you earlier, I went for surgery. Yes. So because of that, I've been able to lose, like, a hell lot of weight. And, mm-hmm. Like, definitely you feel the difference in so many things, like your mental health, your physical health. You find yourself being able to do things that are so, like, normal now. But before, it used to be so hard. It used to be, like, you couldn't do some things, you yes. know. Like, from, like, the slightest things, you're just everything about your life.
Mm-hmm.
Standard changes, because I remember for me, a regular day, like, by the time, well, I guess sometimes being big, you take a lot of shots, you take a lot of bullets, because yes. like there was this meme someone was saying, like, ati nimechoka kama dem nono, and I was like, what?
You are too stunned to speak.
I was too gagged. Because for real, like, you get so exhausted. I used to get so tired from, like, doing such basic tasks. I remember even, like, just getting into the car. I used to hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Before I start the car, I'll first, because, like, now, you know, like, those slow cars. Before you start the car, like, I'll first take some time to breathe in, breathe out. Before now, I start the car.
Breathe.
Bro, uh-huh. I'm catching my breath from entering the car. Like, yes. what? It was that one of, like, even when I'm sitting next to you, you can hear me breathing.
Yes.
So I was, like, quite unhealthy. And mm-hmm. so definitely right now, I would, like, as you said, you would never want to go back there.
Yes.
You know, because even we're discussing this with my, like, my friends, and we're saying how when you're bigger, you know that now that's who you are. So you can't keep hating on yourself. As much as, like, inside you might not be comfortable with how you are. Mm-hmm. You can't keep hating on yourself. You just have to accept yourself because that's who you are at the moment.
Yes.
You know. But, like, once that changes, you look back and you're just like, wow, that was not it.
Yes.
you know, you're like, that was not it. Because life becomes, like the standard of life just becomes, it improves.
Yes.
In general. Yes. You know, it just improves. Because I remember, like, looking back in high school, especially, my friends would, like, I would have, as you said, like, when discussing about the DAF, I think I would say I was the DAF.
Really?
But the thing is, yeah, mm-hmm. it's just the thing is that now, as I said, I had built this personality because now I had to compensate. Yes. My looks are not adding, they're not bringing the points. So I had to compensate in other ways, you know.
Uh-huh.
So my personality, hey, I have to be the funny friend in the friend group, you know, like, because what else can you bring? So I remember, mm-hmm. like, I wouldn't say, like, I've been bullied, like, in my life. But I will say it's because, at the same time, I had created that persona. Like, I had, like, let me just say, to create that persona, I did some things that, like,
It's a safe space.
Now I don't think I'm going to tell my parents to listen to this podcast.
But for the little girl who's struggling, you can tell them.
No, it's not good things. Okay, like, I used to, like, as I said, I was like a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember you just had to create that, like, bitchy persona so people don't, like, mess with you. But I realized sometimes it's not necessary, but it's necessary for your mental health at the same time. Because I'm looking back and I remember, like, in our school, there used to be, like, this girl who used to be, like, she was quite huge in high school. And, like, everybody knew her to be such a bitch. And, like, now I'm looking back at it and I'm like, I see why she was. Like, initially I never used to understand why.
Yes.
But now using myself as an example, I now, like, get where she's coming from.
Yes. Cause,
if you allow people to mess with you, trust and believe they will mess with you a proper one.
Yes, they'll make you one.
Because I remember, like, in my, especially, like, in primary, you know, kids are, like, much, much worse than even, like, teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me not say that. Like, primary bullying was worse than high school bullying.
Yes. In terms of?
Like, I feel like for us, like, now in terms of, like, now people are, like, picking on you because of how you look like.
Oh, yes.
And stuff like that, you know, yeah.
Yes.
Because I remember now, at least for me, like, you know how, because you're a noisemaker, you'll be stereotyped to be a bad child.
Yes.
So in our primary, they did this thing where class six, I'll never forget. That was the beginning of the bitchery, if I can put it. That was my villain origin.
His origin.
So, like, I remember, like, we were put in this, like, they decided to, I don't know who came up with this idea, but they decided to put all the, like, noise people, the troublemakers in one class. But now here was the catch. This class had 21 boys and 3 girls. Like, the ratio of boys to girls was 7-1.
That's insane.
Can you imagine?
Yes.
So obviously in that class, and it's a class of troublemakers. So as a girl, you had to have tough skin. You had to have tough skin. Because that's where that's the class now with all the bullies, all the bad boys. So that's what I had to toughen up over there. And I thank God I went through that. Because if I didn't go to that class, I think I would have been such a bitch. Like, who would have been taking advantage of me by now, I know. That class taught me. It was my villain origin now looking back at it.
And the thing about people who take advantage, they don't have boundaries. So they would have taken advantage proper.
Proper. Because, oh my God, I remember how that was. You remember, like, in class, I think it was in class 7 when we learned about fishing.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that topic for learning about fishing. And then there was the option of, like, harpooning whales.
Yes.
Can you imagine? These boys used to be this big girl in our class, and, like, these guys, they used to throw rulers at her, and then they'll be like, harpoon the whale. Can you imagine?
This, it's not funny. We're supposed to be laughing. That is so wrong. What?
Hey, and then they die.
You
after throwing rulers, they're like, harpoon, they will. Then they start laughing.
Uh-huh.
And the whole class is laughing.
As they're harpooning the whale.
As they're harpooning the whale.
So this is this episode, Avilan Origin Part 2. Uh-huh.
For real?
Uh-huh.
Because, like, I'm telling you that, like, those people, hey, they showed me you have to learn how to fight for yourself or you'll be the next wheel.
Yes.
You'll be the next wheel. And I think that's just how I, like, I just started becoming a bitch. Because now, like, they see, okay, yeah, we can't mess with her.
Yes.
You know, yeah.
So, of course, this is happening and now you've gotten smaller. So what are some of the things you think you can start to use that you realize that, damn, you know, Kumbe, this is how people who are smaller live life.
Hey!
I remember when I got smaller personally, people treated me way better. Like, it's just, and for me, even when I used to sit in bed and just think about it, it would be very mind-boggling. Like, even ladies are kinder to me. Of course, people are not making fun of you as much. Mm-hmm. When I'm entering the matatu, no one is looking at me some type of way. Like, hey, you know?
Yeah. Like, the changes are so big, but yet so subtle at the same time, as you've said. Because now, at the end of the day, someone doesn't even have to have a sexual motive to treat you differently.
Yes.
You know, but like the difference is so major. Like, I don't know why, but people tend to be kinder to you, as you said, which is so strange.
Yes.
Because it's like, what does my weight have to do with how you treat me?
Yes.
But like, as in even down to your family members.
For real?
Down to your family members. It's so strange. It's actually so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually so crazy. Like, all of a sudden now, they're nicer to you. They're happier to see you.
See you.
It's like, I... what has changed?
What has changed
exactly? Yes. And I feel like, at the end of the day, there actually definitely needs to be a discussion around, like, that whole thing. Because mm-hmm. I feel like, as much as human beings, we tend to push the limit of things and end up making it... Like, we end up, like, changing the nuance of, like, something.
Uh-huh.
I feel like fatphobia is actually such a real thing.
Yes.
Fatphobia is actually such a real thing. And it's just that, especially, like, in the African culture, it's not recognized as fatphobia.
Yes.
You know, because I remember for me, I would always hang out. Like, especially, like, I would feel so uncomfortable hanging around people. Because sometimes even if it's all in your head, it's not actually.
Yes.
It's not.
Exactly. It's people can make you feel like you're going crazy, but you're not. You actually. No. Yeah.
You know, it's reality. Like, it's not all in your head.
Yes.
You know, and until someone is in your shoes, they will never understand what you're mm-hmm. going through. You know, because now, like, for example, for me, as I was saying, like, I would go places with my mom. And then people will be like, ah, how is this your daughter? Like, they will assume we are friends or sister. And like, you know, sometimes someone doesn't even have to have like malicious intent for them to, when they're making these comments, but they don't know that inside they're hurting your feelings.
Yeah, true.
You know, like even when you're going to like places, like when it comes, there's so much discrimination when it comes to like big people in general. Because I was even seeing, this guy, he's called Young, I think his name is Young Philly, the one who, from the UK.
Yeah.
Even him, I think he also did like a procedure of some sort, because he's lost a lot of weight in like a short time. And he was saying how like, even when he wants, you can't to wear in general, because the things that have been made for, yeah, you know, because like the big things, that are, like the things, the clothes that are made for big people are so unappealing.
Yes.
You know, So it's just that, like, the discrimination is so real, but it's until you're a big person that you feel it.
Yes, yes.
And then you can never
and now see it.
Yeah, and then you now see it even more proper. You now get to appreciate, like, both perspectives. Yes. You know? Yeah. Because, you know, like, when you're bigger, sometimes you choose to ignore them. Because if you don't, if you let them consume you, they can really take a toll on you.
Yes, yes.
You know, yeah. So I think now when I've become smaller is when now I'm more observant to see like the differences. And like when I was bigger, I used to just choose to ignore them. Because now, like for example, I remember I was telling my mom how looking back these days, like looking back like at those days, we would go out with my friends and like guys would come and they hug all my friends and me, they will just like sometimes when they will either ignore me or they will just like wave like hi, you know, like they could, it's like,
are you,
they could care less who you are. Yeah, imagine.
Yes.
And it's just a point where it was like so frequent, like it's just a point I told myself, you know, at the end of the day, these niggas are not buying for me drinks, you know, so like I should, and even if they were to, like what would that drink, like it would make a difference in my life. So I started telling myself like they wouldn't make an impact whether they say hi to me or not. You know, nothing changes, nothing much changes. So I started telling myself that to like not let it get to me.
Yes,
you know, but like now looking back at it, I'm like, it wasn't necessary. It's not necessary. Like that discrimination, it's so subtle, it's so subconscious in people, but yet so conscious in the big person.
Yes, yes. Then they see it, they notice it. And also, of course, even talking about when you go to sharks and every relative feels like they can comment about your body. And it's not like they're small themselves, but your body, they feel like, okay. Yeah.
Because the African aunties, they're shameless.
Yes.
They are 2 times bigger than you, but they'll be calling you out. You've gained so much weight. It's like, babes, why don't you focus on your marriage before you focus on my weight? You know, your marriage is failing. Your husband is an alcoholic. We can all see it. But you're focused on my weight? Come on.
Be for real.
Come on. Like your son is over here, like you, like your family is doing the most, but then you're focused on my weight.
Wait,
girl.
Surely.
Girl.
And I'm not going home with you. You're not feeding me.
Not feeding me. Kind of that part. You're not feeding me.
But
and then also,
yes.
Then also, like the fact, like how people always feel so free to mention, like, like you know, you can do some workouts, like to lose weight. Like I feel like, at the same time. That's why we've reached a point where people feel so uncomfortable commenting on people's body, whether it's big, whether it's bad, like whether it's big or small or what. Because sometimes you never know like where someone is coming from.
Yes.
You know, but it still boggles me how people feel so comfortable to just come out and tell someone like, hey, you've gained weight. Because it's like, Connie, me, I don't know. Connie, I'm not seeing myself. Like, that's how I used to think. Because I'm just like, bruh, when someone is coming and telling you how you're fat, it's like, when I don't know.
Yes.
When you're, because I remember, like, for me, it was mostly, like, the family members who would, like, constantly mention, like, the way, like, I'm big. And it's like, you think this is something I don't acknowledge.
And you think I'm already killing myself already about this thing. You don't have to add the burden.
You're already adding to it.
Yes.
You know, and people don't realize. But it's actually...
Yes.
And then as well?
You now struggle to find a safe space because ordinarily, home at the very least should be the safest space. Like everyone else is vilifying you, but home should be the one place where you feel comfortable. But again, home is also the place where you hear a family gathering, you're just thinking, oh God,
oh,
not this again.
No. I know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, because now, as I was saying, finding clothes is so hard. So, like, they'll start saying how this clothes is so unflattering on you. And, like, it's just for me the audacity that comes with African relatives and making comments
about anything. Let's talk about that, actually. Especially being when you're a big woman, plus size woman, and especially in some institutions, I won't mention, but you already know the institution where I hear like plus size ladies are, of course, scrutinized more for how they dress. So some clothes just look more curvy on you guys, but because just because you're plus size, they'll attack you more than someone who's smaller wearing something that's carrying them. But you know, for them it's like okay. But for instance, plus size, it's like, wow, you wear on a fair nini. Talk to me about
you're
that.
Inappropriate. You're inappropriately dressed.
Yes.
I feel like I thank God I am not a member of that institution. Mm-hmm. First and foremost. But like I can only imagine how inconveniencing it is. Because you know there's some people who like they've connected 4 times before they get there.
Yes.
They've connected with the matatu 4 times before they get there. And then they get there, and then they're being told your pants are too tight. You go back home.
Imagine.
You go back home.
And then and then you have an exam or you have a cut.
I'm telling you, I'm fighting you and your mom. No. I cannot be paying your salary for you to be discriminating me for the for how I'm like as in something I can't change.
Yes.
You know. Because like as in, I find it to be so unfair, like so unfortunate, but it's not, I feel like it's not even just that institution. It's, I'm sure it applies everywhere.
Everywhere,
especially like in corporate institutions in general. I'm sure it happens so much.
Yes.
So much. Because like, it's, and you know, the thing is, when you're bigger, you already try to find ways to make yourself look better. Like, because you know, like when you say, when you look good, you feel good.
Yes.
So you try your best to, you know, look nice and stuff like that. And when you wear bigger clothes, they make you look even way bigger and older, much older. Because if there's one thing like I have, if there's one comment I have gotten so much since I lost weight, is people telling me how much younger I look like.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like, people telling me, like older, now I'm saying that from the African aunties. And it's just like, it's made me feel bad for like the younger me, if I'm being honest.
Yes, yes, true. Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like, well, now I start looking back and even like listening to how, because you know now people are saying it as a joke.
Yeah.
And just because I'm in a better place doesn't mean that I won't take it with a pinch of salt.
Yeah.
When someone is like, because now you know how people now when you're smaller, people will feel comfortable to make comments about other bigger people with you.
Yes, yes.
Has that happened to you?
Yes, of you course. Know? And then you're just thinking, so this is what you guys are thinking about me.
Were thinking about me when I was that size. You know, because I remember like the one is like one of the comments I remember is like how I was speaking to someone and they were like, this person looks like a mother of four. And this is a 19-year-old girl. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus. Is this what Uncle was saying about me?
You are too stunned to speak.
I was too stunned. Some people take it another level.
And then as well, even, I didn't personally experience this, but I also have friends who talk to me about the experience about how, even as being a big person, you try to make yourself look smaller. So, of course, you slouch more. You just don't want to be seen. You won't be, of course, confidence as well is lower because you just, you don't want people to notice you and just, because the first thing they notice is your looks. You know, they won't notice anything else.
Let me tell you, that has hit so personally.
Really?
And so personally. So personally. Because, like, I remember I was even having, like, this class presentation in psychology because I do psychology as a minor. And we were doing, the class was abnormal psychology and we're discussing eating disorders. And in my presentation, I said how when I was bigger, I had kind of developed an eating disorder whereby it was like mild bulimia, if I could say.
Yes.
Where I would eat like a lot because of that, like, you know, that you're binge eating because of like, I wouldn't say depression, but because of those negative emotions you feel towards yourself.
Yes, yes.
And then now, because you've eaten so much, like, I would end up, vomiting, like, channeling it out, you know?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, forcefully.
Mm.
And it's something I hadn't shared with anyone at that time because, you know, like, I was ashamed of it, if I'm being honest. Yes. But now, like, because it's in the past, like, I can speak about it. But before, like, I never used to share it because, you know, now people start being concerned and it becomes a whole thing that you don't want, you know? Because you're already struggling with it mentally so much. So when you now involve people with it, they start feeling bad for you. It just adds like a toll on you already, that you yes. and yet you already have so much.
That's you true. Know,
yeah. So like, I never shared it with people back then. So I was saying, I had such negative, and that's when I said like that. It even like coincides with how I said I had low self esteem. So I had such a negative view and image on myself that I kind of projected it to other people, you know. So I felt, because how I viewed myself, how I felt like I was unattractive, I was unappealing, and stuff like that. I felt like that's how people viewed me as well. Yes. And so it made me shut off so much from creating connections that like would have, like if I opened myself up to getting to know people, I'm sure I would have made such awesome friendships back then. Mm-hmm. But then I'm not complaining, because I am glad, I'm grateful for the ones I have now. But at the same time, back then I was so closed off. I remember like I would go to school after classes, I'm like, I dip.
Yes.
You know,
quickly.
And then I would all quickly, you know, you're already at the car park.
Yes.
Because like, I was walking too fast. Because as in, I viewed myself so lowly that I projected it and felt like that's how people viewed me as well. And so it made me hold back from socializing so much that I barely had friends. And even like meeting new people, I would always see, like, you know how people usually think, sometimes when you have like a first impression on someone, you think, oh my gosh, this person is so bitchy. Then you find out they're just an introvert.
Yes.
You know, so for me, I feel like it was not a matter of, because I don't think I would say I'm an introvert per se, but like, I feel it was more so because of how my self-image, it made me close off from meeting people. So I think you will think I'm a bitch if you met me, because I would always be so closed off.
Yes.
It would be that situation of like, you speak to me first. I wouldn't like speak to someone first. Yes. And you will think it's an ego thing, but it wasn't. It was, I felt so lowly about myself that I didn't feel worthy to be like out there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then again, in perspective of how you said you try to make yourself look smaller, I would always wear black.
Oh.
Always. Like, I would always be black t-shirt, black pants. Like, majority of my outfits were black. Because, you know, like, black tends to
make you look, yeah, smaller. Yeah.
Yeah, make you look smaller. So I will always wear that. That was my everyday outfit, because as in there was nothing else I felt that made me look like that I was comfortable, let me not even say made me look good, that I would feel comfortable in.
Yes.
You know, yeah. So I feel like sometimes when it comes to like, now looking back, I think I was too hard on myself at the same time, you know, because as I said, sometimes people tend to push an agenda on you that it even loses its like meaning. Because you know, you see now when it comes to the fat phobia right now on social media, people have made it so crazy. Like so many things have been acceptable, that have been accepted until it's like, eh,